Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 755 of the Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator of the 25th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 25th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a Senate substitute that I'd like to bring forward, and I would also like to move for the adoption of that Senate substitute. Ask for a waiver of the reading of that substitute. I believe it has been
There's
distributed.
There's a Senate committee substitute that you need to move the adoption of first.
That's what I'm doing. I'm moving for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
That's T committee.
Senate committee substitute, Senator.
Okay, I move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
The Senator from Stoddard has moved for the adoption of Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 755. And
now
has
I have
sent
a,
forward that floor. That
I have
sub.
A Senate floor substitute that I've sent forward to the dais and move for its adoption.
Has the substitute been distributed?
I believe it has, Mr. President, so I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, waiver shall be granted. Proceed.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. This is a piece of legislation that passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's titled the House of Worship Protection Act. All we have changed from the Senate committee substitute is we added the word protection to the title. We also replaced the word destruction with obstruction in paragraph 574.035, paragraph 3, subsection 2, and we raised the penalty for disturbing a house of worship by raising the penalty by one level. The first time offense would be a Class B misdemeanor, the second time a Class A misdemeanor, and the third time a Class D felony. This act, what it would do is, if while within the house of worship or when so near as to disturb the order and solemnity of the services, such person who knowingly disturbs a building used for religious purposes by the use of profanity, by rude or indecent behavior, or by making some unreasonable noises, or if such person intentionally or attempts to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person lawfully exercising their right of religious freedom or seeking access to a house of worship, if they use force, threat, or physical destruction, they would commit the crime. And as I mentioned earlier, a first offense would be a Class B misdemeanor, second offense a Class A misdemeanor, and a subsequent offense, a third one, would be a Class D felony. This legislation also allows those that have been harmed or grieved, creating the crime of disturbing a house of worship, they also would have the ability to pursue a civil relief via injunction, compensatory or punitive damages, also get the cost of the litigation and attorney fees paid for. So with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion for adoption of the Senate substitute.
Senator from Stoddard has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 755. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 11th, are you?
Senator from 25th.
Senator from the Stoddard, do you yield to Senator from the 11th?
Yes, most definitely.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just had some questions. This is one of these subjects, and I guess I just want to walk through
sure. How
precise we're being, and, you know, nobody wants this. It's just one of these things where sometimes we want to make something a crime, and before we do, I want us to kind of walk through it.
Certainly. I mean, this is a bill
it's a
that
heinous
deals
act. A heinous act, and we're making a
right,
crime.
First Amendment right, which is a very important right.
Well,
for
I don't even.
Americans.
I'm not even arguing that. I just want to understand what we're putting in law as
sure.
a crime. Really, is where I'm coming from. I agree with you. I don't think you have a right to show up at a church, but it's just sort of.
In this day and age,
we're
Senator,
making a. We're making
know, 10,
it a.
10, 15, 20 years ago, you would have thought, hey, this is not necessary.
Right.
But we're seeing isolated.
And that's what I'm getting to. Do you mind me asking what? What is there something that has necessitated this?
You know, there's some been some incident? Isolated incidents where people not so much inside a worship facility, but outside have created disturbances and annoyances and tried to disrupt a service. Occasionally, it happens inside a church.
You remember the former senator from Buchanan had the the funeral bell, and I guess, you know, again, an unimaginable act, and, you know, the nutcase that did that came down and testified down in this body, and I don't want to be unfair to nutcases, but but you know, I mean, you're not going to defend this guy, but you also kind of wanted to walk carefully through, you know, funeral and all of that, and now getting back to this, my question is, in beginning on line 12, intentionally or unreasonably disturbs, interrupts, disquiets, and then, comma, rude or indecent behavior, comma, or making noise. I mean, I guess what I'm hopeful that this would only be applied by a prosecutor somewhere against somebody that's doing something heinous, but should I have any concern about the words rude? Is there a legal definition of that? Is there making noise? You know, is there, I know you have place of worship, and I assume that covers mosque, but, you know, from time to time there are disputes within religion. I guess I'm just, before we make something a crime that's now a heinous act, I just want to walk through how precise we're being is where I'm coming from.
I think that's fine, Senator. And when you look at line 12, you see first it starts off that the individual has to intentionally have the state of mind to do that and unreasonably disturb, interrupt, or disquiet any house of worship. So that has to take place first. And so if that occurs by profane discourse, I think that's probably something that we're all probably comfortable with cursing, foul language of that type.
Would you just briefly on that paragraph, I see what you're saying on the first part, but let's go to the next part. Or making noise either within the house of worship or so near as to disturb the order and solemnity of the worship services. I mean, is that clear and precise?
You know,
my question.
It does, I think, leave those that have the authority to act some discretion, but obviously it all ties in with the other part of the paragraph. What I mean by that, they have to have the intention. They have to unreasonably disturb, interrupt, or disquiet.
So to get to that part, a prosecutor, if they had some incident like this.
You know, in some other states, I think they have had some rulings regarding noise. I mean, obviously, noise covers a wide array of
but what I'm getting at, Senator, is the first part, the intentional and unreasonable, I mean, that covers somebody incidentally making noise or accidentally making noise.
No, I don't think it does cover somebody who accidentally makes some kind of isolated noise or disturbance. I mean, this has to be an ongoing type of disturbance, and there has to be an intent to do that. I mean, if somebody gets up and coughs during a worship service, obviously their intent is not to disturb the service.
And that the trigger on all this would be, like most of the things that we pass like this, that it would be a prosecutor would have to evaluate this and say, you know, I've got to have a pretty strong case on something like this.
That's true. I mean, it's like any other crime that's in our statutory books. I mean, we leave a prosecutor some discretion. A lot of discretion.
And would you just, we've gone through this before on the floor, but tell me real briefly, you've got disrupting a house of worship is a Class B misdemeanor.
Yeah, right? Class B misdemeanor.
And then a second offense is a Class A.
Right.
What is a Class B misdemeanor? What's a Class A?
Yeah, Class B misdemeanor, you could get as much as 6 months in the county jail or a fine up to $500 or a combination of both. And so on the second act would be, if you were convicted, it would be a Class A misdemeanor, which could get you up to 1 year in the county jail or a $1,000 fine or a combination of the two. And then a Class D felony carries with it a penalty up to 4 years would be the maximum in the Department of Corrections.
Okay. Those are the questions I have. Thank you, Senator. By the way, that's very brilliant tie you're wearing today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Stoddard. Does any other senator wish to speak in that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I have an amendment. It has not been distributed. It's short. It can be read. I'm sending it forward.
Send your amendment forward. Senator, would you like to move for the, we'll do this. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Crowell, to amend Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 755, pages 2 through 4, section 574.085, by striking all of said section from the bill, and further amend the title and enacting clause accordingly.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the amendment, if I can inquire the Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, you yield. Yes, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. What my amendment does is basically on page 3 of your bill that then rolls over to page 4 on the backside, you have that provision that's in there that says, in addition to any criminal penalty for violating the provisions of this section, any aggrieved person by conduct prohibited under this section may commence a civil action for appropriate relief, yada, 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 TROs, injunctive relief, all of that. I think you already have, in law, TROs in preliminary and permanent injunction, incident to trespass. I don't know. It's just my thought that, you know, we want to kind of limit the litigation that goes on here. I understand what you're trying to do. In full context, I'm going to vote no. I don't think we should create any new felonies till we have that review that I've talked about. Which is, I think we need to have an honest discussion about what taxpayers are willing to pay $20,000 a year to house a criminal on, because I can promise you, as you well know, in our neck of the woods, if we make this a crime, there's going to be prosecutors that start prosecuting to the fullest extent that's allowed.
Yeah, I would imagine they will. I would hope that we wouldn't see too many of these, but you never know. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you even have to come forward with this type of legislation.
But there is
some isolated incidents that are going on in synagogues and churches that disturb me, that they're happening, and it would be good to put something of this nature in place. As you know, it seems to be running kind of rampant throughout society and in other institutions. I don't foresee a rash of prosecutions, but I don't have any big problem with your amendment, because, as you said, we do have temporary restraining orders and injunctions available for relief now.
Right. And basically, I see that I didn't get this all together. So if I could ask
on
page 2, number 5 as well is the same language. I don't mean to. I can do it real quick if we just want to vote it, and then I can. I think no one's here, so we basically what I'm wanting to do is to get rid of number 5 as well on page 2, and then number 4 on page 3. And I think
that's
so. Does that tie come with batteries, Senator?
Is it that bright?
It come? No, I'm just
kidding. It took me a long time to
It really brings the blue. It really brings the blue in your hair out.
So my gray hair is turning to blue now.
At least you got it, Senator. At least you got it.
Well, you know,
I'd trade. I'd take gray over none.
My boys
day of
used
the week.
To tease me about it and say, "Hey, listen, at my age, I'm just proud to have it."
I'm with you. At my age, is even though we went to college together and law school together, I'm a heck of a lot younger than you, Senator.
Well, you know,
and you still got more hair than
when you look at the birth certificate, you are. But
I agree. When you look at a reverse, what do they call them, mugshot. So if we would turn around and kind of raise our chins on a reverse mugshot, I'm sure I look a lot older.
No, I don't know about that. You're about 20 years younger than I am.
I'm 29.
29. I apologize.
I told my wife when we got married that part of the conditions were we swapped birthdays and ages. So I married an older woman.
I understand.
You know, it worked out really well.
I wouldn't quite agree with you on that one, but you know, it's been a
while. Yeah, she doesn't like it at all.
It's been a while since we had those days in political science, the constitutional law course.
Minkowski.
With your buddy, Professor Smith.
Yeah, and you are in a unique situation. I will. You're in a unique situation because, you know, I was as adversarial and undergraduate with the college professor as I ever am with the president.
Some things don't change, Senator, and so I appreciate your consistency.
Exactly. Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
Can you send my amendment back?
It will be sent back.
I have a new amendment I would like to send forward.
Send it forward, Senator.
It has not been distributed. I do not request a waiver of the reading. It is short, and as such, request that it be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 2, offered by Senator Crowell, to amend Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 755, page 2, section 574.035, lines 8 through 14, by striking all of said lines, and further amend said bill, pages 2 through 4, section 574.085, by striking all of said section from the bill, and further amend the title and enacting clause accordingly.
Thank
you. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the amendment just for the body. We're taking out number 5 on page 2 and number 4 on page 3. The senator from Stoddard and I have discussed it. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator otherwise, from Cape has moved to the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized.
I close.
Close. Senator from Cape has moved to the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the motion of the senator from Stoddard. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Thank you.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. This is serious business because crime for being rude. And I was listening to the debate between you and the other senator. And I just am not sure that creating a crime for being intentionally rude that disquiets the house of worship is so subject to opinion. Like, what's rude? What's rude to one person might not be rude to another. And I can't imagine that you could be rude unintentionally. I mean, you're going to be rude. It's intentional.
Yeah, not necessarily. I've known people that were rude that I'm not sure they did it intentionally.
I'm worried that somebody who is rude, it might be used against them in a way that... I'm just really conflicted about this. I know you have great intentions. The other question is...
Senator from St. Francis thought maybe you're being rude.
Yeah, you might think that I'm being rude inquiring of you, but I'm not.
I don't think you're being profane, but...
No?
Not yet.
What about indecent? What's indecent? What's indecent to one person may not be. I mean, what if you...
I think there's standards that have been established by the courts when it comes to indecency.
That's a good answer. I don't know about those standards.
Yep. Yep.
And there are standards?
They are.
Where can the standards be found? Are they?
They can be found in Missouri case law, and be a good place to start. A lot of cases have defined.
Yeah, I don't know about
indecency.
So you're telling me that there is a body of case law that kind of outlines what the court would interpret as rude and what the court would interpret as indecent.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better about it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion.
Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
Would you lay this bill over, put it on the informal calendar?